Saturday, Bible Song Class, June 22nd, 2024. We're on verse 12 and 13. We did already 12, 13. Father God said, remember last year, last week. Father God said, so 14, 15. We did it, go with Charnesha, we dug dough. We did Vadya. Ruda Nita Siksha. Tavasuta Sati Yadadra Bimbe.
Tavasuta Sati Yadadra Bimbe.
Tatave Nuranayat Sora Jati. Next verse. Savana Nashash Tarabhadarya Suresha.
Savana Sastarabhadarya Suresha.
Shakra Sarva Parameshi Puroga.
Shakra Sarva Parameshi Puroga.
Kavyananta Kandarachita.
Kavyananta Kandarachita.
Kashmalam Yayuranishchita Tattva.
Kashmalam Yayuranishchita Tattva.
So who is speaking here?
Gopis.
Gopis.
Okay. And they're talking about Vivida means various groups of coward boys and they're wandering in the forest, Charaneshu. Vidugdha Veda means expertly, cleverly, artistically playing a flute. Vinavad, vad means sound. Vinavadya. And they're talking to Sutta Sati. Sutta means son of. And Sati means chaste lady, chaste wife, so Sati. So it's another name for Yashoda. You're saying Yashoda, your son's a really cool flute player. And they describe as lives Adara, Upadarya Suresha. Adara means lives, Bimba cherry lips. Dante gives his cherry lips to the flute. That's an interesting way of saying it. And then what does he do then? And he plays all kinds of swara and jati, harmonious tunes, high and low. Suresha, who is Suresha?
Indra.
Who's Sura?
Devas.
The good guys. Who are the bad guys?
Rakshasa.
Asura. Isha means what? Suresha means Suresh. He's the king of the good guys. Indra. So he's a great musician. Usually rock stars have a lot of girlfriends. So Andrew's a rock star of heaven, so he has a lot of girlfriends. They're called groovies. Groovies, they have t-shirts, they just fix them on and stuff. They try to grab him. Rock star. Suresha, Shakra, Indra, Shiva, Sarva, Brahma, Parameshi is Brahma. all the learned guys are getting sore necks. Kavya, Kavya, Anasa, Kandara. They're all bending their heads down in amazement and respect to Krishna's living. Wow. Becoming bewildered. They can't, anishita, they can't think how this, they can't think of this tantra. Anishita tantra. See the last word, last two words? Anishita. Chitta means thinking, all means they can't think. Anishita tantra means they can't think of the truth of this flute. In other words, he's playing the flute in such an amazing way, they can't conceive, wow, this is too wild. This is too crazy flute. It's beyond our mind, beyond our intelligence. Most intelligent people in the universe couldn't figure out the, analyze the amazing music of Krishna. That's pretty good. So let's see what other translation we have. Okay. Okay. Oh, Krishna Govinda. One Gopi told Mother Yashoda, "My dear mother, Krishna is very expert among all the cowherd boys. He knows the different arts. How to tend the cows, how to play the flute, he composes his own songs. And to sing them, he puts his flute to his mouth. When Krishna plays in the morning and evening, devotees like Shiva, Brahma, Indra, Chandra, bow their heads and listen with great attention." Nice. Just like when people are listening to a kirtan, they close their eyes. Like this. Right. It's nice. You use your chance of sleep or pretend that you're relishing the music. It's hard to tell what's going on. If you're tired looking at other people also, you want to tune out, you know. You want to go in personal for a while, you know. You know, all the guys are looking at the girls and you're tired of it, so you close your eyes. Get into the music. Get away from the Maya, get into the music. And although the devotees are very expert in music, they can't understand the musical arrangement of Krishna's flute. They simply listen attentively and try to understand, but they become bewildered and nothing more. That's it for that guy. I don't know, let's see what kind of twist either right here. Press change around. All the darling stuff, you know. I love the thing of it. This is Gita Press translation 12 and 13. No, 14 and 15. When placing the flute between his lips, ruddy as ripe bimba fruit, O Yashoda, your son, an expert in various games, played by the Gopas evolves very original tunes in the domain of flute playing. The chiefs of the gods, led by Indra, Shiva, and Brahma, listen to that music again and again with their neck and mind inclined towards the quarter. From which the sound comes. their heads are turned towards the sound. He's saying that's how to go that way. Head and neck inclined towards the direction of the sound. Unable to penetrate its subtleties, instead they fall into confusion. I love it. That's a nice twist on English. Here is, that's their translation, Anishita Tantra. Kashmalam. Kashmalam Yayu means they become bewildered. They fall into confusion. Like most of you when you chant Japa. fall into something. Okay. Okay. Shri Swami, commentary. The Gopis say in this verse is a great cause for bewilderment. Krishna taught himself all these melodies. He didn't have a music teacher. He didn't hear it from anyone else. High and low pitch. The word upadarya, upadarya in the verse means that the devotee says, listen carefully. Although they're expert in music, they didn't understand the arrangements and they became bewildered. Śrīla Gosvāmī says, this private assembly of gopīs, yet Mother Yashoda now joined them. That's nice. And Vishnu's coming too. So all the girls are there, the young ones and the older ones. Yashoda is also there. Vishnu's coming too.
Late in the afternoon, some gopis presented logical reasons why their beloved, who was supposed to be returning to Braja at this time, had remained absent from their sight for so long. On some pretext, they went to Mother Yashoda's house and mixed with the elders, young girls and children to talk about Krishna's transcendental qualities, activities and power. Mother Yashoda listened intently and also related numerous pastimes of her darling son. In order to pacify Yashoda, who was becoming overwhelmed with separation from Krishna, and also to appease their own minds, the gopis told her about the power of Krishna's flute song in this verse. The gopis said, O Yashoda, your son is expert at herding the cows, caring for them and milking them. He holds the flute to his cherry red lips and plays the tones of the harmonic scale in variegated melodies, which were all self-taught. When all the demigods led by Shankara, such as Upendra, Agni and Yamaraj, and those led by Sharva, such as Katyayani, Skanda and Ganesha, and those led by Parameshti, such as the four Kumaras and Narada, as well as the best composers of songs, hear that song and taste its sweetness. They bow down their necks and minds. Incapable of comprehending the raga and tala, they become completely bewildered by the dulcet flute song and lose their ability to understand the real identity of the musical scales. If such illustrious demigods become bewildered, then what can we say of ordinary mortals? In this way, your son bewilders the whole universe.
How is Mother Yashoda feel to hear this? Well, if your son,
yes,
so is pride allowed in the spiritual world?
Yes.
Who can you be proud of? You're proud of your Guru Sakhi, you're proud of your Teshri, proud of Rupa Manjari, proud of Tulsi Manjari, proud of Sampurna Manjari, Vishaka. But what is pride in the material world?
Pride of oneself.
It's demoniac. Self-pride is asuric, ungodly. So it's not that pride is bad, but who is the object of pride is bad. And all the things that are bad, described as bad in the Gita, are related to bad in the material sense, but in the spiritual sense they're good. Gita says vitaraga, attachment is bad. But in a spiritual sense, attachment is good. Pride is bad, but in a spiritual sense, pride is good. So everything has its own opposite application. Jealousy is destructive in the material world, but jealousy is rasa in the spiritual world. Rārāṇī gets in mind. He gets jealous, anger, with Chandrāvī and Padma and Shaivya. And it acts to increase the happiness, increase the rasa. But jealousy here ends up with murder. Decreases the happiness, it decreases your life. Get jealous of some guy chasing your girlfriend, boom. You guys finish, and you get arrested and go to jail for life, you're finished. But jealousy and Rārāṇī jealous of Chandrāvī, she ends up happier than she was before, and Chandrāvī ends up happier also. And Krishna gets double happiness. So it's always good. Okay. So it's nice, Yashoda's feeling very happy to hear how her son is better than any devata, and more better musician than any devata. The gopis are glorifying him. So they, because public acceptance is a big part of human psychology. No one likes to be rejected. You get rejected, become a black sheep and kicked out of the family, then you don't feel happy. No shelter, no support, no well, you're not welcome anymore. Come home, your mother says, get out, this is not your house, get out. Oh, you're my mother. I'm not your mother, get out. Heavy rejection. So he shows very happy because all of Rishwasi, pretty young married girls, are really glorifying her son. They're not glorifying Abhimanyu. They're not glorifying Dharmada. They're glorifying Krishna. So she thinks that her son is a really good guy. So that's why she's called Yashoda, because she gives fame to her son. She makes Krishna famous. Yashoda. And we have her Yasho Sweeney. That's the name for Rarani. And she's queen of fame. Okay, text 16, 17. Any questions on 14, 15?
Like
the servants in the palace of Nanda Maharaj, is possible? As far as location we're speaking, I don't think so. It's generally, I understood from previous reports, gopis are gathered in groups here and there around Braj, probably in their own homes. Of course, it could be Dhanishtha and Vrindadevi in the underground speaking in front of Yashoda, so it's hard to give a definitive answer. Can't say yes or no. There's no commentary described.
But I was thinking like about the Ras, like maybe some gopis in Vatsalya Ras or all are in Madhya Ras.
Like a nurse or assistant of Yashoda, like this, are with members. It says in verse 1, it says, Gobis. The minds, the commentary says, the gopis' minds are running after Krishna. So, and the commentary says, at night they would jump on top of him. So they worried about Sahiraj. In the daytime they were remembering him. And they're feeling separation from jumping on top of them. So they started singing about them. So for Ayodhya, it's pretty clear. And the demigoddesses became lusty to enjoy Krishna. And the Rajas did also. It's all about Madhurati. There's no about Sahirati here. And they're all talking about his beauty and Sufling. Okay. So they're plenty of shows, so they're not getting too intimate. They're just telling how Krishna is appreciated by all of us in Vrindavan and Gokul, we all love him. We appreciate his sleeping. Now I ask all the devas that's up there like it also. Let's see what they get on to now. So now Yashoda's not there. They start saying we're getting agitated. So text 16, 17, Yashoda's not there. Nidya Padavja Dalar Dvaja Vajra. Niraja Kusha Vichitrak Lala May.
Niraja Kusha Vichitrak Lala May.
Vraja Bhuva Samayan Kura Todam.
Vraja Bhuva Samayan Kura Todam.
Varshma Durya Gatira Edita Venu. Prajatitena vayam savilasa.
Prajatitena vayam savilasa.
Vikshan arpita manobhava vega.
Vikshan arpita manobhava vega.
Kujagatim gamita Navidama. Kashvalena kavaram vasanam va. So this verse, Gopis are describing his feet and his foot, the way he walks. And he glances at them, they become agitated by Cupid, and their clothes start falling off. Because he's got some magic eyes, you know. Imagine just looking at a girl, her clothes start falling off. It's pretty good power. read his translation.
As Krishna strolls through Braja with his lotus petal like feet marking the ground with the distinct emblems of flag, thunderbolt, lotus, and elephant goat, he relieves the distress the ground feels from the cow's hooves. As he plays his renowned flute, his body moves with the grace of an elephant. Thus we gopis, who become excited by Cupid and Krishna playfully glances at us, stand as still as trees, unaware that our hair and garments are slackening.
I think some water. Moisture change, weather change. Okay, here we go. The commentaries of Jiva Goswami. And other acharyas state that the gopis spoke these verses at different places at different times. This is because the gopis are always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna in the day and night. Let's see what Prabhupada's translation is. My dear Sakhi, when Krishna returns home with the cows, the footprints of the soles of his feet relieve the pain the earth feels when the cows traverse it. Krishna walks in a stride which is so attractive as he carries the flute. Just by looking at him, we become lusty to enjoy his company. It's pretty straightforward. At that time, our movements cease. We become like trees and stand perfectly still. We even forget what we look like. That's a nice way of saying our clothes fall off. We forget what we look like. Well, I forgot my clothes. I thought I wore a red dress. I don't see any dress now. Where did my dress go? Krishna. Okay. Oh, this is pretty fired up. Gita Press has a nice translation. Ready? Gopi said, when playing on his flute, Krishna walks with the gait of an elephant, the foremost of all creatures in point of bulk, soothing the pain of the sorrow brush caused by the hoofs of the cattle. The cows, treading on it by the soles of his own tender feet, resembling the petals of a lotus, and bearing the marks, unique marks of a flag, thunderbolt, etc. In whom are fire of love is kindled by his amorous glances. And were reduced to the state of trees by the sight of Krishna's graceful movements. We're no longer conscious of our hair braids or even our dress due to infatuation. So we're going infatuated by Krishna's extraordinary beauty. Hair braids are coming undone. Dresser. Dekado. Dangerous situation. We are seeing that she has some. Oh. That's the place. Okay, here we go. Number 16, 17? Now the Gopis are assembling in private, which is required because of the confidential pastimes they want to talk about. Even though they spend 9 hours in separation from Krishna talking about him, Krishna still had not come. So Gopis were feeling very anxious. They went out to search for him. on the pretext of collecting flowers and so forth. The idea of this verse is like this. O intimate Sakis, so much for all these different descriptions of the bewilderment of others. Just hear how we ourselves are most definitely bewildered. So Gopis are feeling extremely bewildered when they spoke these two verses, which we begin with the word Nija. Nija means our own, means me. The word Nija expresses the exceptional nature and the beauty of Krishna in each and every part of his body. Okay, Vishnu is coming to me.
In these verses, the gopis are no longer in the company of Mother Yashoda, so they freely describe their confidential conjugal attraction to Sri Krishna. The gopis said, the soft touch of Krishna's lotus petal feet, marked with the conch flag and gourd, pacifies Mother from the pain she feels from the hooves of the cows returning to Vraja in the late afternoon. As Krishna walks by with the gait of a maddened elephant, he agitates our hearts with lust by his playful glances, and thus we become stunned and immobilized like the trees. In our bewilderment, we fail to notice that the garlands in our hair and our garments are slipping off. On one hand, Krishna removes the distress of the earth, but for us, the beautiful broad gopis of Raja, he agitates our minds by glancing at us with his beautiful lotus eyes. Such is our misfortune.
What is here? Imagine spending 9 hours talking about Krishna. Like sometimes on the Ekadasi, we take a vow, I'm just going to read Shastra all day. And all day. And how do you feel at the end of the Ekadasi? You feel blissful. You feel like this is real life. Hare Katha. But then the next day comes, you have to wash your clothes, go shopping, clean the house, wash the pots and pans, go to work. It's like we're on a peak of ecstasy and we fall down to the valley of hard work. That's life. So this is a nice verse. Gopis are describing the Anubhavas that are experiencing. The hairs are coming loose and their garments are coming loose. Because of romantic feelings. They're called Anubhavas, following the bhava of their heart. Okay, let's read 18:19. My Dara question. Agananyanga Maya Daita Ganda Tulasya
Malaya Daita Ganda Tulasya
Pranayano Nucharasya Kadamshe
Pranayano Nucharasya Kadamshe
Prakshipan Bhujam Agayata Yatra Kanita Venu Ravanchita Chita
Vanita Venu Ravanchita Chita
Shunam An Vasata Krishna Grinya
Krishnam An Sata Krishnagra Dinyam.
Kunagana Kananam Anugatya Harinam.
Kunagana Anugatya Harinam.
Kovika Iva Vimukta Grihasa.
Kovika Iva Mukta Grihasa.
So this talks about Krishna chanting Java. He's counting the number of cows, keeping track of his cows. There's a string with beads on it. He keeps track of the cows. What's the translation?
Now Krishna is standing somewhere counting his cows on a string of gems. He wears a garland of tulsi flowers that bear the fragrance of his beloved, and he has thrown his arm over the shoulder of an affectionate cowherd boyfriend. As Krishna plays his flute and sings, the music attracts the black deer's wives who approach that ocean of transcendental qualities and sit down beside him. Just like as cowherd girls, they have given up all hope for happiness in family life.
Says second line, Maya Dayata Gandha Tulsi. What does Dayata mean?
Beloved.
So a garland given by my lover. So it's a flower mala, but it's become fragrant because of Tulsi added to it. Gandha Tulsi. Gandha means fragrance. It's a flower mala mixed with the fragrance of tulsi flowers. And he's playing his flute. What does chitta mean?
Heart.
What happens to the heart? Got stolen. So the female deer have approached Krishna, giving up their husbands. Good idea. It says, Govika Vimukta Griha, Asha. What does Asha mean? They gave up their house, their family, hoping to attain Krishna. It's a good idea. Your house is in Italy, your house in Russia, your house is in South India. He gave it up and came to the side of Krishna. Where is Krishna? Krishna's in Vrindavan. So everyone sitting here has given up their house and family to come sit near Krishna. Upasana. It's called Upasana. Krishna Upasana means, Upasana means worship. It means to sit near. Upasana. You can't worship someone unless you sit near them. You do Manasi Seva, of course. But still, Manasi Seva means person sitting in your mind. So what's better Seva? Manasi Seva or outside Seva? Manasi Seva. Manasi Seva. And outside Seva, there's some distance. But inside is person sitting on your mind. So the deer have come and sat next to Krishna. The Govikas are appreciating how they Vimukta, they completely gave up their husbands and homes to become being your Krishna. So that's desirable, that's worshipable, that's what's mentioned here. So that's what Sukadeva Goswami is teaching. What is this called? The implied meaning, Vyanjana Vritti. What is the implied meaning? What is Sukadeva trying to say here by describing this Leela? He's trying to say we should give up our houses and homes and attach to our family and move to sit next to Krishna, worship Krishna, in Vrindavan or anywhere. Vidya Vanshita Chitta, our consciousness should get stolen by the vibration from Krishna. Vidya Vanshita Chitta means my consciousness is stolen by the sound that Krishna makes. Krishna makes sound with his Vidya, his Vanshita, his Vrindavan, and his mouth, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. He speaks in Bhagavatam and in Gita, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. So if we hear Krishna's words, our consciousness will get stolen. Get stolen from Griha. Griha Vimukta. We get completely liberated from attachment to family and home by hearing Krishna's words in Gita and Bhagavatam. So that's why he says, read Gita every day, read Bhagavatam every day. Because this is Vedo, this is Krishna's Vedo Vanshita Chitta. That's what Sukadeva Goswami is saying in verse number 18 of chapter 35 of Yuga Gita, 10th canto. Hear Krishna's food, hear Krishna's Gita, hear Krishna's teachings, and Uddhava Gita and Bhagavatam, other places, and we'll get free from this material world. You read the commentary? Read the commentary.
In this verse, the gopis describe the bewilderment of the deer in the forest upon hearing Krishna's flute, which is similar to the bewilderment they experience while remaining in the village. For each of the four colors of cows, white, red, black, and yellow, there are 25 subdivisions, making a total of 100 colors. Such qualities as being colored like sandalwood pulp, or having a head shaped like mridanga, drum, create 8 further groups. To count these 108 groups of cows, distinguished by color and form, Krishna uses a string of 108 jewel beads. Thus, when Krishna calls out, "Hey, Dhavali," a whole group of white cows comes forward. And when he calls Hamsi, Chandani, Ganga, Mukta, and so on, the 24 other groups of white cows come. The reddish cows are called Aruni, Kumkuma, and Saraswati. The blackish ones, Shyamala, Dhumala, and Yamuna. And yellowish ones, Pita, Pingala, and Haritalika. Those in the group with tilaka marks are on their foreheads are called Chitrita, Chitratilaka, Dirgatilaka, and Tiryaktilaka. And there are other groups known as Mridangamukhi, Simhamukhi, and so on. The gopis said, thus being called by their names, the cows come forward, and in this way Krishna would not forget even one of them. He also wears a tulasi garland bearing the fragrance of his beloved. Leaning on the shoulder of the friend, Krishna plays his flute, and that sound steals the hearts of the female black deer and brings them near him, the ocean of all transcendental qualities. These deer have given up their hopes for family life just like us cowherd girls.
Good idea. So read the last sentence again.
The gopis said, thus being called by their names, the cows come forward, and in this way Krishna would not forget even one of them. He also wears a tulasi garland bearing the fragrance of his beloved. Leaning on the shoulder of a friend, Krishna plays his flute, and that sound steals the hearts of the female black deer and brings them near him, the ocean of all transcendental qualities. These deer have given up their hopes for family life, just like as cowherd girls.
To be a cowgirl, give your hopes for family life. Okay, 20 and 21. And 22, 23, 24, 25. That's it. Kunda Dava Krita Kota Kavesho.
Kunda Dama Krita Kota Kavesho.
Kova Kota Navrita Yamunayam.
Kova Kota Navrita Yamunayam.
Nanda Sunar Anage Tava Vatsa.
Nanda Sunar Anage Tava Vatsa.
Narmada Pranayinam Vijahara. Mandavayur Ubhavat Yanakulam.
Mandavayur Ubhavat Yanakulam.
Manayan Malaya Jasparshena.
Manayan Malaya Jasparshena.
Vandinastam Upadeva Ganaye.
Vandinastam Upadeva Ganaye.
Vadya Gita Balibi Parivaru Bhavru.
Vadya Gita Balibi Parivaru.
So you showed us back at the scene here. He stepped outside privately for a while. Got real intimate, real confidential. Then he stepped back inside and got more official for the show. Oh, civilization.
Oh, sinless Ashoda, your darling child, the son of Maharaj Nanda, has festively enhanced his attire with the jasmine garland, and he is now playing along the Yamuna in the company of the cows and cowherd boys, amusing his dear companions. The gentle breeze honors him with its soothing fragrance of sandalwood, while the various Upadevas standing on all sides like panegyrists offer their music.
Panegyrists.
Offer their music, singing, and gifts of tribute.
Okay. It's a welcoming party. It's a welcoming Krishna. Welcome home. Okay, kids. My dear mother, when your son returns home, Krishna decorates himself with buds of kunda flowers. Just to enlighten and gladden his friends, he blows his flute. The breeze blowing from the south pleases the atmosphere because of the kunda flowers. Because the breeze is fragrant and cool. Deers is like a nurse and says, take advantage of this atmosphere, offer prayers to Krishna by sounding their horns and drums. Krishna is very kind to the Vrijvasis. When he returns with his cows and friends, he is remembered as lifter of Gauran Hill. Take advantage of this opportunity, Rama and Shiva go down to offer prayers and walk with the cowboys, glorifying the qualities of Krishna. Nice party. Let's see what He's a fresh translation. So his father read. When having gaily decorated himself with garlands of jasmine and surrounded by cowboys and cows, your darling Krishna sports on the back of the Yamuna, giving delight to his loving companions. A gentle breeze fans Krishna agreeably, welcoming him by its cool and fragrant touch like that of sandalwood paste. A host of devotees, Gandharvas and others, who play the role of panegyrists, wait with their instrumental and vocal music, offering various kinds of offerings of various kinds, thereby delay Krishna's return to Braj. In other words, Yashoda is anxious because Krishna's taking his time coming back to Braj. Yashoda wants to know why, so go easy and explain why. So all these crazy guys are slowing him down. The four-headed guy, the big swan, and some guy a big bull, and some guy a big elephant with six noses, six tusks, six tusks and three noses. And these guys are all on the side of the road blocking his path. All big shamra fans and prayers is delaying his return. Oh, those guys, I heard about those guys. Here's your Brahma Shiva. They're coming down to greet my son, yeah. Wow, he's a big guy. Okay, what's Krishna's commentary?
When the gopis assembled at Mother Yashoda's house in the afternoon, they saw that she was disturbed over Krishna's late return. So they pacified Yashoda by telling her the reason for Krishna's delay in this verse. The gopis said, after bathing in the Yamuna to relieve his fatigue, Krishna sat down on her bank and dressed in a festive way to please his cowherd boyfriends, who were eagerly waiting to meet him. A gentle breeze blew to refresh Krishna as he played in the water with his foot. To engladden his friends, Krishna told jokes and listened to theirs. O sinless Yashoda, you never committed any sins previously or in this life, by which danger could come to your son. Why do you, who are endowed with the most spotless fame, uselessly worry about danger from demons if Krishna is a little late? He is the son of Nanda, who is famous as the crushed jewel of all pious men, and he is your darling son. We see that children fall into danger only when the parents have bad karma. Therefore, no danger can befall your son. Listen, as we tell you the reason for Krishna's being late, as we had heard it from his friends. The wind, which has acquired its fine fragrance and coolness by touching the sandalwood trees growing on the Malaya hill, is blowing very pleasantly to honor your son. The Upadevas, like the Gandharvas, have surrounded Krishna and are worshipping him by playing musical instruments and praising his qualities. In order to acknowledge them, Krishna is delaying a bit according to the logic that those of quality delight is in seeing persons with good qualities. Therefore, there is no need to worry about your son. Actually, it is your great fortune that the Upadevas are honoring your son in this manner.
Jiva Goswami says, Yashoda is anxious because Krishna is late. All mothers are anxious when their kids are all late for school. So he's late for playing. So Yashoda is anxious. So go and try to explain why he's late. What time of year is this happening, this verse?
Summer.
Well, summer, other verses, but this verse is Kartik. Because the words Kunda and Manda, let me see here. Kunda and Manda. First word of verse 20 is Kunda.
Yes.
And Manda is the fifth line. So Jiva Goswami explains these two words. Refer to Kartik because Kunda flowers only appear in Kartik time. And the wind, it becomes Manda during, the wind is harsh, which is Manda. So it's Kartik. Pretty cool, huh? These guys are too smart, these guys. These Vaishnava pundits. Okay, what time is it?
4:00.
4:00.
4:00.
Okay. 4:00. Okay, it takes 22 and 23. Vatsa Vajagavam Yadagadriya Dro.
Vatsa Vajagavam Yadagadro.
Vanyamana Charna Pati Vridai.
Vanyamana Charna Pati Vridai.
Krishna Gautanam Upoya Dinante. Gita Venur Anugedita Kirti.
Gita Venur Anugedita Kirti.
Utsavam Shrama Rishabhi Drishinam.
Utsavam Shrama Rishabhi Drishinam.
Unayan Kurajas Churita Shrak.
Unayan Kurajas Churita Shrak.
Did see IT? Suradashi Shayesha.
Ditsayaiti Suradashi Shayesha.
Devaki Jatara Vur Uduraja.
Devaki Jatara Vur Uduraja.
Translation.
Out of great affection for the cows of Raja, Krishna became the lifter of Govardhana Hill. At the end of the day, having rounded up all his own cows, he places song on his flute while exalted demigods standing along the path worship his lotus feet and the cowherd boys accompanying him chant his glories. His garland is powdered by the dust raised by the cow's hooves, and his beauty enhanced by his fatigue creates an ecstatic festival for everyone's eyes. Eager to fulfill his friend's desires, Krishna is the moon arisen from the womb of Mother Yashoda.
Says in the commentary, the gopis climb to the Chandrashalika. What's the Chandrashalika?
It's the tower.
Tower.
Lookout tower.
Yeah, lookout.
On the roof. It's very convenient. See why Krishna. They were so eager. They wanted to see Krishna as soon as possible when he returned home. Yashoda ordered the tallest of the gopis to climb the tower to see when he arrived. So Sakhi Shiromani was sent, or was a Chirtagovi. Chirtagovi. He sure said Chirtagovi to the top of the watchtower because he's 7 feet tall. There's a picture of Chirtagovi sitting next to Govinda. Govinda is 4 feet tall, 4 feet 9 inches. Cut out the ear. And they're all 7 feet tall. They're a pretty different size. So the tallest gopi be sent to the Chandrashalika watchtower to look out for Krishna's arrival. But Krishna was delayed. Why was Krishna delayed? No, why was he being delayed?
Because he's being stopped by Devata's hand.
No, because he was Mitradharani.
What's the answer?
He's with Radharani somewhere in between.
That's not what I'm going to change, I got. That's what you'll be doing. Yeah, the cow, all the cows, and the dangers are worshiping him. You have a lot of good reasons, but it's all wrong. You're sitting here in the bushes around Rodney. What kind of students are you guys? You have one track mind. I'm trying to tell you one thing, you're thinking another thing. I'm trying to tell you about deities and cows and deer coming up. You're thinking you hear the bushes run around. Right? Okay. So, what was that? That was 22 and 23. Nothing special there. Let's see about this. To fulfill desire of his near dear ones, Krishna comes with the cows, and all of his vasis his feet are being worshipped on the way by Brahma. His glories are being sung by cowboys, and his garland is covered by dust raised by the hosts of the cows. Okay, let's see what Jiva Goswami says when we come to these words. Here we go, Jai Radha Shyam.
Seeing that my son, who is so eager to play, has not come back at the end of the tree life, I will now kill myself. Fearing such a response from Mother Yashoda, the gopis tried to console her by giving reasons why Krishna will come quickly in this verse. The gopis said, Krishna is affectionately remembering how the bulls and the calves tied up in Braja are suffering in separation from him. So he will quickly come back, even at the risk of neglecting the Gandharvas and other demigods. One cannot say that for a cowherd boy like Krishna, the expert singing of such extremely insignificant singers as these Gandharvas is more attractive than seeing the cows, feeding them grass, touching them and scratching their necks. Krishna showed how much affection he has for his cows belting over the hill, just to protect them. Though the Gandharvas may have heaps of good qualities, Krishna have not even a trace of affection for them. Mother Yashoda replied, if that is so, then by this time Krishna should have returned home. Replying to that objection, the gopis present yet another reason for Krishna's delay. Brahma, Shiva, Indra and other chief demigods are now offering their respects to your son while standing along the path. Attracted by the sound of Krishna's flute, the demigods come from their own abodes and remain all day in the sky watching Krishna in great bliss. When Krishna returns home to Braja in the evening, the demigods also return to their celestial abodes, but not before descending to earth to worship the lotus feet of your son in order to obtain his mercy. What can Krishna do in this circumstance? Krishna's extended delay is caused by his taking time to bless the demigods. Why don't you see your own great fortune that the feet of your son are being honored even by Brahma, Shiva and other chief demigods? Therefore, why are you so distressed? In a tearful, choking voice, Yashoda said, oh dear young girls of Braja, please run to the watchtowers and tell me how far away my son is. On Yashoda's order, the tallest of the beautiful young gopis climbed up the watchtower to see when Krishna would arrive. She said, Krishna is now coming home to fulfill the desire of his well-wishers. The sweet sound of his flute, he has collected all the cows in one place. The fatigue of cows herding has brilliantly enhanced Krishna's beautiful form. His garland is sprinkled with the dust raised by the cow's hoofs. Indeed, seeing Krishna in this way creates a festival of ecstasy for the eyes of the entire world. Beyond the perception of Yashoda, the gopis hints here that Krishna is casting love-filled sidelong glances toward his intimate girlfriends. Though dust is mentioned in relation to Krishna's garland, there was no dust anywhere else on his body because his friends repeatedly wiped off the dust with their own chadars. There was some dust on Krishna's garland, however, because the boys were afraid of breaking the petals, so they did not remove the dust completely. Krishna did not discard his garland even though it had become dirty, and neither did he put on a new garland which a servant kept ready in the fold of his cloak. This indicates that Krishna wanted very much to exhibit his favorite garland hanging from his neck because it was fashioned by his beloved Radhika with her own hands and given to him in the forest by one of her sakis. The word Devaki in the phrase Devaki Jatara refers to Yashoda. Krishna appeared like the moon rising from the milk ocean of Yashoda's womb. In Radha Krishna Ganodesha Deepika, Srila Rupa Goswami cites the Adi Purana, which states that Nanda Maharaja's wife had two names, Devaki and Yashoda.
There you go. Okay. Now 24 and 25. Madhavi Gurnita Lochana Ishat.
Madhavi Gurnita Lochana Ishat.
Madhada Sasuridam Vanamali.
Madhada Sasuridam Vanamali.
Vadara Pandu Vadanam Ridu Gandam. Mandayan Kanaka Kundala Lakshya.
Mandayan Kanaka Kundala Lakshya.
Yadupatir Dhirada Raja Viharo.
Yadupatir Dhirada Raja Viharo.
Yamini Patiri Vaishatinante.
Yamini Patiri Vaishatinante.
Yadupatir Dhirada Raja Viharo. Yamini Patir Ivaishadinante.
Yamini Patir Ivaishadinante.
Mudita Vaksha Upayati Durantam.
Mudita Vaksha Upayati Durantam.
Mochayan Rajagavam Dinatapam.
Mochayan Rajagavam Dinatapam.
Translation.
As Krishna respectfully greets his well-wishing friends, his eyes roll slightly as if from intoxication. He wears a flower garland, and the beauty of his soft cheeks is accentuated by the brilliance of his golden earrings and whiteness of his face, which has the color of Bhadara berry. With his cheerful face resembling the moon, lord of the night, the lord of the Yadus moves with the grace of a regal elephant. Thus he returns in the evening, delivering the cows of Raja from the heat of the day.
Right. When Krishna returns in the evening, he appears that he's fatigued, but still he tries to gladden the inhabitants of Braj by his auspicious presence. When Krishna returns, garlanded with flowers, his face looks beautiful. He walks into Vrindavan with a stride like an elephant and slowly enters his home. Upon Krishna's return, men, women, and cows in Vrindavan really forget the scorching heat of the day. Such descriptions of Krishna's transcendental pastimes and activities are remembered by the gopis during his absence from Vrindavan. They give us some idea of Krishna's attraction. Everyone, everything is attracted to Krishna. This is a perfect description of Krishna's attraction. The example of the gopis is very instructive to people who are trying to remain absorbed in Krishna consciousness. We can easily associate with Krishna by remembering his transcendental pastime. Everyone has a tendency to love someone. The Krishna should be the object of love is the central point of Krishna consciousness. By constantly chanting Hare Krishna mantra and remembering Krishna's leelas, one can be fully Krishna conscious and make the life sublime and fruitful. So chanting Krishna, meditate on leela, and be happy. That's a nice purport. Let's see, Kita Press translates. With Krishna's eyes somewhat rolling through intoxication and his face turned pale like a ripening plum, lighting up his soft cheeks and the splendor of his gold earrings, Yadadas Krishna, adorned with a garland of flowers, wears a cheerful countenance, bestows honor on his dear and dear ones. Is coming back to Braj like the moonshine. He walks like the king of elephants, relieving the endless agony of separation of the gopis. Okay. Okay, what's Krishna's commentary?
In this verse, the gopis say, please hear the reason why even now, as Krishna reaches the outskirts of the town, he is little delayed. Krishna's eyes are rolling about the intoxication due to the bliss of seeing his father and other loved ones, or due to the love generated from seeing his beloved gopis. The first meaning is for those in the mood of parental affection, vatsalya rasa, and the second meaning is for those in the mood of conjugal love, madhurya rasa. This will be understood from the latter description. The gopi said, to his own well-wishers, swasuhridam, such as his family priests, maternal grandparents, brothers, servants, and betel nut bearers, who are each greeting Krishna and giving benedictions according to his position, Krishna shows only slight respect by nodding his head, since though a prince, he is still young and not obliged to strictly follow the etiquette according to scriptural rules. This is another reason for his delay. The phrase Svasuhridam can also refer to Krishna's beloved girlfriends, who have climbed up the watchtowers to worship him with the blue lotuses of their smiling sidelong glances. Unseen by others, Krishna honored the gopis with sidelong glances, signifying that he would soon fulfill their desires. Krishna's face was slightly flushed like a ripe badri fruit due to thirst, hunger and fatigue from wandering in the forest. Or Krishna's face was flushed due to experiencing prolonged separation from his dear gopis. This is an anubhava, a symptom of ecstasy. His tender cheeks were illuminated with the effulgence of his trembling golden earrings. Krishna is addressed as the Lord of the Yadus, which here means Lord of the Cowherd Men. Previously in chapter 5 verse 20, it was explained that the cowherds are Yadavas. Krishna walked slowly like the king of the elephants. The word Gavam refers to cows or senses. Thus as Krishna, his face blossoming with joy, came closer, he relieved the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the distress their eyes and other senses felt in separation from him during the day.
Okay. Thank you. verses 26. Sri Shuka Vacha.
Sri Shuka Vacha.
Evam Rajasya Rajan.
Evam Rajasya Rajan.
Krishna Lila Aragatyati.
Krishna Lila Aragatyati.
Vimire Hasu Tachitas.
Vimire Hasu Tachitas.
Tamanaska Mahodaya. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, O King Parikshit, during the daytime, the Braja Gopis took pleasure singing about Krishna Lila. These ladies' minds and hearts were absorbed in Krishna, were filled with great festivity. So the point of this verse is by observing a mind and heart of Krishna Lila, you'll experience a great festival. Tachchitta, the fourth, third line, Tachchitta, the heart, manasa, heart and mind absorbed in Krishna Lila, become a great festival, Mahodaya. So that's the idea. Always read and hear about Krishna Lilas. By absorbing your mind and heart in Krishna Lilas, you'll experience a great festival. So that's what the whole chapter is all about. You will get us about experiencing the great festival bliss. Let's see what other translation we have here. Oh, friction! The gopis of Braj, whose intellect and mind were absorbed in Krishna, were full of great rejoicing, delightfully spent their time, even during the day, celebrating in songs the pastimes of Krishna. Read that already. Vishnu's commentary.
My dear King Parikshit, the gopis' minds were absorbed in Krishna and Krishna's mind was absorbed in them. Therefore, since Krishna and his beloved gopis shared both roles of being the object and the subject of love, they concentrated their minds on each other. Thus, because they continually relished each other at every moment, both in separation and meeting, through their minds, it is said in this verse that the gopis enjoyed the separation during the day. Prema has two states, union and separation. Though the person absorbed in Krishna appears to be suffering when he is separated from Krishna, actually he is internally relishing the highest state of bliss. On the spiritual platform, the so-called pain of separation is simply a different variety of transcendental ecstasy. Thus, pure love of God is the crown jewel of all goals of human endeavor.
Can't disagree. Pure love of God
is the crown jewel of all human endeavors.
Crown jewel of all human endeavors. Kijai. So now we conclude Yuga Gita. Another chapter about separation and remembering Krishna's separation. So the gopis are living on the same planet in the same village as Krishna and they're experiencing separation. So we're living on the same planet in the same village with Krishna, but we're separated 24 hours a day. That's the difference. So separation is our bhajan. Separation is our life. They're always separated for 9 hours maximum. Then they have union with Krishna. We're separated for 90 years. many lifetimes. But someday, like the gopis, separated for 9 hours, they finally met Krishna. So we're separated for 9 lifetimes, and we finally will meet Krishna in Vrindavan. That's the bottom line. Theo will be the key guy. So next Saturday, 29th of June, we'll start Brahma Gita, Song of the Bumblebee. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.